Rediscovering Richmond is made possible by Historic Richmond Foundation, working to promote, protect, and preserve Richmond's architectural history with the goal of economic progress and cultural enrichment. Online at historicrichmond.com.
Commentator Brooks Smith is rediscovering Richmond's historic places and spaces. Brooks, the last time you talked about Grace Street and the prominent role it has played in the history of Richmond, and now we're going to look a little bit south to what is generally known as the Central Business District.
Well, that's right, Wayne. And I, as much as I've researched and talked about Richmond, I am continually struck by the fact that we live in a place that is jumbled with conflicting eras, from provincial colonial village to fashionable residential district. And finally, as we see it today, a thriving commercial space of tall towers and iron fronts.
Well, trace some of that history for us. How did it all begin?
Well, we certainly have some remnants still standing of our colonial past. We have some incredible housing stock downtown in the commercial business district. Among them, the Hancock Wirt Caskey House at 2 North 5th Street. It was built in 1808. It was owned at the pre-Civil War days by U.S. Attorney General William Wirt. And it has a distinct architectural feature of octagonal bays on either side of the entrance. It was a feature that was pretty common in Richmond. There were some 25-odd homes in Richmond at the time that had these octagonal bays. This is the only one left standing in the city and one of only two in the entire Commonwealth. So it's a remarkable architectural glimpse in the past. And then in addition to remnants, we have shadows, those wonderful buildings that were torn down in the name of progress. Perhaps most prominent among those is Moldavia, the home right across the street from the Hancock Wirt Caskey House. It was built in 1800, and it is one of our few but famed connections to Edgar Allan Poe because it was his childhood home, unfortunately demolished right around the turn of the 20th century.
And then gradually some of those homes were replaced by modern skyscrapers, even.
They were, and in the days of Reconstruction, of course, we went from fashionable residential district, much of which was preserved even after the fire, to what we now see as these skyscrapers. In fact, 8 days after Lee's surrender in Appomattox, Richmond's financial leaders got together and founded First National Bank, which for a time occupied the old Customs House, the goal of which was to draw our fallen city out of the financial ashes. And it was important because at the end of the war, the federal government revoked the charters of all banks in Richmond whose loyalty was suspect. The First National Bank went on to build and occupy the city's very first high-rise and the tallest building in the city for many decades, 800 block of East Main Street in 1912, 19 stories tall, this imposing structure flanked by two other paragons of our dawning skyscraper age, the Mutual Building and the Virginia Trust Building. Each important because they were headquarters to major business institutions in the city. There's some great other ones, too, the Valentine Meat Juice Company, and even a skyscraper for Eskimo Pie. But I thought I'd leave us with a touch of leisure among this building boom after the war and into the first part of the 20th century. We had the old Hotel Richmond constructed in 1904, and it was among the first high-rises in the city, along with these banks and other business institutions. One of the only buildings in the city with a roof garden, which I would commend to any architect working today. Our city, with its wonderful climate, is just so well suited to roof gardens, but we have so few. And it was, as you know, a hub of politics for decades, including the Byrd Machine in the 40s and 50s and 60s. Also the host site of WRVA Radio, which for many, many years was the most powerful radio on the East Coast.
Yeah, occupied the mezzanine at the old Hotel Richmond. And before legislators had an office building to call their own, the lobby of the old Hotel Richmond was the gathering place where, lobbying occurred just across the street from the state capitol.
That's right. And here's, I think, a forgotten fact that the Hotel Richmond was owned, built, and operated by a self-made business person, one of the most successful in Virginia, and a woman, Miss Addie Atkinson, who started as a humble hotel clerk in Lynchburg and went on to own and operate this very important hotel in Richmond, Virginia.
and now a state office building.
That's right. And I should leave us with a nod to our visitors from out of town here for the filming of Lincoln. Just down the street from the 9th Street office building is St. Paul's Church, of course, a very important antebellum church in the city. On the fateful morning of April 2nd, 1865, Confederate President Jefferson Davis was sitting in service when he received word that General Lee could no longer hold Petersburg and the city had to be evacuated.
Thanks to Brooks Smith, Rediscovering Richmond.